The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Remember, you can join us in our Sunday services at 9:30 in the morning and Wednesday services at 7 p.m. by going to our website, sogmi.org, and click Live Stream. And you can catch up with previous prophecies and previous teachings from us. And also, you can find us on YouTube. And this radio broadcast, we are also on podcast. So, no excuses. Time is of the essence. You know, this is not what I'm supposed to share with you, but this needs to be released through this radio broadcast as soon as possible, okay? There was an article in the New York Post last Tuesday, July the 8th. The part of this article says this: where does the time go? For once, we know for sure, sort of. If tomorrow, July 9th, which is Wednesday, this week feels even shorter than your average day, filled with too much to do, there's a scientific phenomenon that's to be blamed, scientist says. This summer, Earth is suddenly spinning faster as a result of the moon's position, the experts explain. The celestial speed-up will knock anywhere from 1.3 to 1.6 milliseconds off the typical 24 hours on Wednesday, resulting in the shortest day in recorded history. Beginning part of the article says that summer of 2025 will have three of the shortest day on record as Earth's rotation unexpectedly accelerates. The Holy Spirit has been reminding us over and over again that time is of the essence. We need to take this instruction seriously, and let us not waste any time. Complete the task assigned to you, correct the things that needs to be corrected, and believe and obey God and walk and live by faith. You need to trust God. Many opportunities are opening for the body of Christ, those that have been found faithful. I also share with you a prophecy for summer 2025 that God will provide a sign of the times we are in, a sign that we know that it is from Him, not just about weather, but from the sky. So when I saw this article, I had a meeting with Joshua, and we both were compelled to release this to the body of Christ. He changed his message Wednesday service. This is a part of our job. This is a part of the ministry of the prophetic voice of our time. That is why we are on the radio. So Joshua changed the order of service and released this to the body of Christ. And I am sharing this with you now over this weekend. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the prophecy the Lord had me release during our July 4th week celebration is this: United States of America will enter an unprecedented time of great harvest, prosperity, and the body of Christ's influence in the world. What is the Lord requires of us? Clean hands and pure heart. The Holy Spirit has been reminding us that God will show Himself holy on the sight of His people and the whole world. In the book of Numbers, again, while in the wilderness, the nation of Israel were thirsty and started grumbling and complaining against Moses. And Moses went before God, and God gave Moses this instruction. Numbers chapter 20, verses 8 through 13, NIV. Take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. You speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community, so they and their livestock can drink. So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he was commanded. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, "Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?" Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. Verse 12, but the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them." These were the waters of Meribah, where the Israelites quarreled with the Lord and where he showed himself holy among them. See that? God gave Moses specific instruction with Aaron. Speak to the rock. And Moses just changed one word. Instead of speaking to the rock, he struck the rock. And God was not pleased with him. And it was Moses who struck the rock, not Aaron. But Aaron was affected by that because he was with Moses. Okay? We cannot justify the sins of others because they're part of our inner circle, they're a member of our family and loved ones, because God is listening. And God is going to show himself holy on the sight of his people, okay? And I'm going to remind you again, do not get tested with money. If you are still engaging in covetousness, malice, and greed, you have a dirty hands and a wrong motivation, and you are not going to be a part of the transfer of wealth and influence. Too late for you now, okay? This great move of God is for the nations of the earth, not just for you and I and our family, and it's for the whole earth and for the glory of God. God knows what he's doing, and he always provides a way, and his ways are perfect. We do not need to help God. We do not need to take matters into our own hands as far as trying to get rich or to be on top, to be a leader. We just need to put our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ by our godly actions. And faith only works by love and through love, okay? We have to have a clean hands and a pure heart. So the signs from heaven concerning this week, concerning the acceleration of time, might be too late for some leaders. And I do pray and hope that it will not be too late for you. Are you listening? Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts, okay? We serve a holy God and a loving God, okay? So today, hearken unto this. If you need to make some corrections, do them. If you need to ask somebody for forgiveness, do it. Do not waste any more time, okay? Time is of the essence, and signs have been provided for us. And you know that inside of you, you knew that something is stirring up and it's faster and it's accelerating and it will continue to increase in its intensity as days go by, okay? You need to be part of this move of God, this transfer of wealth and influence, because it is going to happen. Yeah, okay. So you need to go to our website, sogmi.org. And watch our previous Sunday and Wednesday services, and also listen to previous radio broadcasts. We are also on podcast, and you can find us on YouTube. Okay? The move of God is here and now. We had been preparing the congregation, and one of the things that I've been reminding everybody that all of us are called to be kings and priests. All of us are called to be the head and not the tail, not just a few, okay? All of us, once we got born again, we were anointed by the Holy Spirit. All we need to do is to take our post and believe God and obey, okay? And the one thing that I've been telling the congregation is spend time with God. Spend time with God, praising Him. Do something different, okay? Do something different for Him. And put Him first and foremost in your life. And you can take this to the bank. Everything else will fall into its place because the Holy Spirit will take over and reveal things to you and teach you on the things of God, okay? All you need to do is to believe and obey, okay? So last July 4th, our Independence Day, we did something different, and we're going to continue this from now on. I told the congregation a few days before the July 4th is we ought to celebrate July 4th as we celebrate Thanksgiving Day. It's about the founding of our country, founded based on godly principles. So we did that. We had a special Friday service, and we ordered turkey. It was hard to find or order turkey, a whole turkey. So we did it, and we celebrate God. We celebrate Jesus. And He is pleased with that. See, it does not take too much to please the Lord, okay? Because His yoke is easy and His burden is light, okay? Remind yourself about that. And we are excited. We're preparing. We're preparing the congregation and our partners, those that are willing to set aside time for God. And we're learning a lot. We are moving forward with the transfer of wealth. We're moving forward in manifesting everyone's inheritance. And this week for the youth, it is basic accounting principles and practices, foundational things, okay? And in this event, I cannot even make anyone to obey God, because remember, this is a heart issue. So it is up to individuals, for every Christian, born-again Christian, to make a decision whether they're going to believe God, whether they're going to obey God and trust God, okay? And at the same time, I still would not meet with individuals. For those of you that are calling, that you want to meet me and you want to just to for me to pray for you, I'm not going to do that. I will not spend time holding somebody's hand, pray and give them personal prophecy, because you will not be able to catch up the move of God that way. You have to walk your faith. And if you have not been obeying God and putting your trust in Him and obeying the Great Commission, I cannot help you. The main thing for this radio broadcast is to be a prophetic voice, to point people to Christ and to share what God is saying to the church. What is thus saith the Lord? Because we must remember, the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ is the spirit or very essence of a prophecy, Revelation 19:10. And it all points towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And keep this in mind, God does not play favorites. So meeting with a person telling me about their problems and who have done them wrong and what is in the past, it is not going to work. We're going to talk about today, and we're going to talk about the future. Time is of the essence, and we need to walk our salvation with fear and trembling. When God sent me to people who cannot do this themselves, I always obey. Like I visited sick people. because they cannot. But we don't provide any services as what the world's way is expecting of us. Our primary purpose and our finances goes to the towards obeying the Great Commission. Go to all nations and then make disciples. Okay? And we are obeying God on that matter. Okay? So we must separate our ways of doing things from the world. Okay? We must mentor those that God sent our way and teach them about the ways of God and command them to obey God and implement God's ways of doing things in every area of their lives, including businesses and companies. Being a leader in the kingdom of our God is not about preaching. The five offices' purpose is to mature the body of Christ, to prepare them for the works of service in accordance to Ephesians chapter 4, starting with verse 11. Please listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. We just entered United States of America, just entered a great season of harvest and prosperity. And so is the body of Christ, those that have been faithful, okay? And I pray that one of them is you, okay? We must continue to increase in number, not to increase in membership or church attendance, but we must increase our number of matured Christians who are going to obey God, okay, for this time. So our walk is about the people reading our lives and how we live, the number of salvations, and the number of disciples, okay, or followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is important. You cannot stop this. You and I have to have a major changes in our hearts and in our mind on how we're going to approach this, because there are many changes, and God is not going to manifest this the way we expect Him to be, or else we're going to miss it. He's creating new things every day, and we have to submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit. We need to set aside our own agenda. You and I don't have much time. And I always remind the congregation that each and every one of us, at the end of the day, that we should not have any regrets, that we have done everything that we're supposed to do and do them right, okay? And let me end with Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. I'm going to read from NLT. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. Okay, let me just make a comment on that. Let me remind you that unbelief and disobedience to the commands of the Lord is a sin and is considered wicked. Okay, it is a sin against the Lord. Do not associate yourself with people, even those that are so close to you or in your congregation, members of your family that have been disobeying God, that are full of unbelief, negative all the time, because they're being disobedient and they will not be able to please God. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Okay? So verse 2. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the river bank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. But not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly. For the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. So I just wanted to remind you, what is the Lord requires of us in order to be a part of this great move of God. Clean hands and pure heart. And for those of you that are in your sick bed or in the hospital or are in serious condition, I want you to lay hands on your body, okay? Okay. Let me pray for you. Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that today is the full manifestations of healing and deliverance for my brother, for my sister. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of death and I loosen forth life. Those whose physical bodies are weak, I commend you. You are strengthened by the power of the Most High God who is touching you and loving you right now. And any sins that you have committed, they are forgiven. Let go of the past. And if you are holding bitterness against others, let it go and forgive them. And continue to forgive them until it doesn't hurt anymore. I thank you, Lord, for the praise reports from the blood test, a success on any procedures or surgeries. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that this is the sign of them that believe, that in your name, we will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm using this radio, I'm using the atmosphere to touch my brother and my sister. No more suffering. And stand up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, stand up. And I command your physical body, your immune system to be strengthened to fight any bacteria, any virus, any infection that is inside your body. I declare your body as a holy temple of the Most High God. So I thank you, Father, for all the praise reports, for all my brothers and sisters that have been deceived, that they need to continue on calling you for your healing. We believe your word. We believe that when you died on the cross, we were healed by your stripes. And we thank you, Father, that our physical bodies will line up with the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. And I thank you, Lord, for all God-ordained relationship to manifest and the cutting away of any bad influences and any relationship that are not from you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you, God, for your love. That today, as long as we're here, alive, Lord, we're going to separate ourselves. And by your teaching and by your guidance, Holy Spirit, we will do so. Lord, help us. If there's any unbelief in our lives and in our minds, we want to be a part of this great move. We want to be a part of a glorious church. And we thank you, Lord, for United States of America. Thank you, Lord, that you remember the covenant of our founding fathers and those who have gone before us, those who have sowed seed all over the nations preaching your gospel. Thank you, Lord, that we are now partakers, that we are enjoying the benefit and the harvest of their seeds. We thank you for them, and we thank you in your mighty name, Jesus. Okay, I'm running out of time. God bless you for tuning in. Don't forget, you can join us in our Sunday services. Sunday service is at 9:30 in the morning, and we are on YouTube, or you can go to our website, sogmi.org, so that you can catch up with the prophecies, with the instructions, because I only have 20 plus minutes on this radio, and I'm trying to give you as much as I can. But you need to help yourself. You need to go to our website, sogmi.org. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630, or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.